Let the record indicate it is 5:11 p.m. and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee is called to order. I need acceptance of the minutes from the meeting on December 7th, please.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. All right, first item. Item number one. And it is found on page one, HVAC maintenance and repairs for city-owned buildings. Is this Attorney Walsh? Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Okay, go ahead.
Public Works is requesting an increase to the bid for HVAC services that has expired on 29th, 2020. There was one bill that was presented to me. We verified that it has not been paid. It should have been paid under the previous contract in the amount of $552. So we're requesting to increase the cap $552 to pay this final invoice.
Christy, I'm a little confused on this bill because the one that we had paid back in October, which was also a missed invoice. That one was dated on August 25th. And it was very detailed, even including the billing, bill two information was very detailed, the description of what was done. While I do have a question on the detail, it was also detailed. This one that we're looking for now, which also was missed, goes back to May 21st, 2020. So how is it that these invoices got missed? I mean, the one from August was missed, and then his one 4 months or 3 or 4 months before that one, and that was missed. How are these missed?
Well, I wish I had I can't speak for how the vendor bills. Unfortunately, we've had to request multiple times through this vendor to please get us the bills for what we owe them. I think at this point we're on a much better track, but this was before this bill. These bills were before we had this very long conversation with this vendor about getting us their bills in a timely manner. This one bill just fell through the cracks, and they presented it to us, and we did verify that it had not been paid. So we are requesting to pay this invoice at this time.
I've seen most of these other invoices that we have in the package all have a timestamp of when they were received. This one does not have a timestamp on it. Do you know why that wasn't stamped when it was received or when it even was received?
So the ones with the stamp on it, those came from purchasing. I mean, those were received by purchasing on that date with the stamp. This one in particular came to me via email through purchase, actually. It's a very weird situation, but one of the girls that's down in purchasing right now that's actually works in our department sent it to me via email, which is why there's no stamp on this.
So it's kind of an odd procedure that has been taking place, at least with this vendor.
There's nothing, I can assure you that there is nothing going on. Like, you know, there's nothing behind the scenes kind of stuff. It was just this vendor is kind of like a one-man show. So he doesn't do his billing like right away like most vendors would. Fortunately, this is one of the ones that was missed.
Also, he's charging for 6 hours of labor. The only description we have here is Warwick Police found that RH13 leaking by returned air set point manually added pressure to the system. And he charges for 6 hours of labor. I mean, especially now that I know that, you know, they're a little, disorganized. with their paperwork and their billing procedure. Is there any question about 6 hours to do what little description we have on this thing?
So the building maintenance or the facilities manager calls and verifies. We usually get a repair order of sorts. I don't know what exactly they call it, but it's kind of like a repair order, which is separate and apart from the invoice, but it's how we're billed. So this was something that had gone through the building maintenance division for a repair. They had called the other bills that you see, they're more detailed because they have parts on them. This one was strictly just a labor issue. No parts, no refrigerant, no, none of that. So that's why.
Yeah, it just seems like a lot of labor for, what minimal description they have on it. That's almost a whole day's labor to return an AS set point and check a leak.
I don't know much about HVAC, though, unfortunately. Yeah. I really couldn't tell you if that is normal or not. I depend on the division chiefs if I have questions and say, hey, are we good with this? They say yes or no, or,
Okay, so the division is good with this?
Yes.
Who's the division chief?
Jim Owens.
Who is it?
Jim Owens.
Jim Owens, okay. And you're good with the other one as well, the one for 1,423?
That one we're not requesting payment. That was already settled previously. We're only asking for this one for $552.
Right. No, I understand, but it's in the package. So I'm just confirming that this was also approved by the division chief.
Yes, okay. As well as the council.
Okay. All right, any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion, please.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Christy. Next item is found on page 11, pipe fittings and valves.
I'm presenting this bid on behalf of the Water Division. They're requesting to award this new bid for the purchase of pipe fittings and valves in the amount of $50,000. The bid will be January 25th, 2021 to January 24th, 2022. And this bid was broken down by item because it is less expensive for the city to purchase that way than to lump with just one or two vendors.
Okay, for the record, we need to assign this PCR 122-20, please. And thank you for the comments, Christy, on the multiple vendors. There are a lot of them. I did go through these numbers. There's a couple of things that I could certainly question on tie sales, why? Because it's just nickels and dimes, but I'm not, because there's a couple of items over there. There is a significant difference for the pots. So my question is, on those particular pots that are such a difference, do you use many of those pots? If I remember correctly, it's like $300 and some cheaper than the rest.
I have to be honest with you. I really can't answer that question. I've only been helping out the Water Division because they're short staffed. So since July, mid-July. So I don't really know a lot of what they require. I mean, they could purchase in volume or not. The research that I did looks like they've spent almost $5,000 on the previous bid. However, I'm not sure if that is entirely accurate because I don't have a whole year's worth of documents to look at. So kind of flying by the seat of my pants on this one.
Okay. Is Terry on board?
No, Terry wasn't available. So that's why I was adding this for him.
Okay. Members of the committee, any comments, any questions? Councilman Howell.
Mr. Chairman, at first I can understand the situation that Chrissy's been put in. So I agree with you. I'd like to PCR this because I also have some questions concerning purchase and openness going on the standard that was set 4 years ago of not going with numerous vendors. Understanding the situations where the vendors, but there needs to be a little bit more explanation that I do understand Chrissy cannot give. So I'll be fine with holding this myself.
I agree with you, Councilman Howe, particularly where, you know, this isn't Christie's department, and I don't think that it would be fair to her to, go through all these numbers. There's a whole lot of numbers here. We can be here all night going through them, but I don't think that's fair to Christie. We'll see if Councilman McAllister has anything and any other members of the council, but I'm fine with you putting a motion on that, Councilman Howe.
Okay.
But first, any comments, Councilman McAllister?
Just what was the PCR number?
122-20.
Thank you. No other questions.
Any other questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public?
I make a motion to hold PCR 120. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
No, go ahead, Councilman. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I make a motion to hold PCR 122-20 till January 6th.
You want to do that the first meeting in January, or do you want to do it the second meeting? I think we may have a lot of stuff going on the first meeting.
Okay. I was trying to think of what would be, considering that the water department's asking for this stuff, but thinking about the history, and back me up, Mr. Chairman, I think this is just, and Chrissy, maybe you can answer too. This is just like to have an inventory, correct? The majority of the stuff is to have an inventory.
Well, these parts are half and half. Half is for water main maintenance and half is for hydrants. So either way, we need to be able to purchase the parts. Now, I don't specifically work for the water department, but they are a division of DPW. So, but I don't know exactly what, but because of the volume of what's on this bid, and they have another bid like this, it's broken down by vendors because of the pricing. So they could buy a widget that's, $24 and someone else might have it for $24.02. But if you're going to buy 1,000 of them, it could make the difference of a couple hundred bucks.
Thank you. Willing to hold until the 20th.
Yeah. The bid does.
But it expires on January.
Excuse me. One person talking at a time. The bid expires on January 25th. So we can act on it on January 20th, still time. And I think, Christy, I think you said that they've only spent $5,000 in this category so far?
That I could find.
Okay,
that's
this is fair to put the heat on Christy on this item. We have a motion to hold till January 20th. I'll second that. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Christy. 2021-198, police breast hat badges found on page 31. Good evening, Major McLeodies.
Good evening. How's everyone doing?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I still did better than Attorney Conley. He said good morning. So I wasn't as bad.
Excuse me.
Mr. Chair,
you jumped my bid.
You skipped one.
You jumped the.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
2021-189.
Thank you, Christy. Okay, hold on. So 2021-188, which has become PCR 122-20, was held until January 20th. Thank you, Christy. Sorry. Christy, you're doing a lot of work tonight for something that's not your department. 2021-189. Go ahead, Christy. Final page 23. Sorry about that.
That's okay. This one I do know a little bit more about because I've already presented it to the council previously. This was a bid that had been advertised for the Neptune cold water meters. These water meters are the ones that work with the program for the utility billing. We are requesting to award a new bid in the amount of $200,000 for a one-year period, March 27, 2021 to March 26, 2022.
Well, again, you're in really good shape time-wise, and I know we want to thank you for that. But Christy, I understand what you're doing here with tie sales and sidestepping a bit with some of the protocol because of significant price differentials from 7.1A 7.2 and 7.4. I'm curious why so many bidders were asked or so many vendors were recommended for the previous bid. And there's some huge differences in some of these items that Stiles has on 7.1A through the ones I just recommended, or I should say read off. Why aren't you asking for those to be awarded the Stiles instead of tie sales. There's huge difference.
I'll be honest with you. The only thing on this one, because there's only two vendors, the majority, I'd say at least 75% of what we requested as far as items, the other vendor didn't submit a bid for. These meters are very specific to the readers and the program that we have to do the utility billing. And last time this, again, from what I've researched backwards some, this bid ended up being a 56.6 back in 2018, in March of 2018, because it is somewhat specific. So Stiles can't offer us what we need the majority of. So in this particular situation, the decision was made to award to one vendor. And the other bid, because we have so many items and it makes more sense for us to divide them up by lowest bidder.
So Christy, I'm going to get these angled ball valves. And if I remember from conversations in the past, some of these things, it's not like you just use them once. And 7.1A, we come down to item the inch and a half. Tie Sales is almost $2,600. Stiles is $1,700. That's not nickels and dimes. And on the 2-inch, Tie Sales is $2,975 and Stiles is $1,800. That's almost $1,000 difference. What's that?
You could hand these items to me and I wouldn't know what they were. I got to be honest with you. This recommendation was made by the division chief of the water department. As far as the items themselves, I have no idea what they are. I just know the money side of it.
Yeah.
So
okay. Why don't we hold this one too? This contract doesn't need to be awarded until March 27th. So why don't we hold this also until, matter of fact, I'll make a motion. Oh, no, sorry. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, because there's such a huge difference in these numbers and it's pretty well consistent, I'm going to make a motion we hold until January 20th so that the director can come to us and maybe have an opportunity to revisit some of these things and see if they use any of these at all. But because of the significant difference, I think this is a case where we need to take an exception and take a different look at it. So I'm going to make a motion to hold until January 20th, and this will be 12320. Need a second?
Second.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, we have a second by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Item passes. 2021-198. Now
item was held.
Sorry?
That was held, right? Yeah.
Correct.
Thank you.
PCR 12320 held till January 20th. Major McLeady's, we're going to get to you. Promise. 2021-198 found on page 31.
Good evening again. In August, the police department went out to bid for police badges and collar brass. It was placed on the docket for October 5th. It was at that time we noticed an error in the bid specs. As a result, we had to go back out to bid after correcting the error. So as a result of the second bid process, we received three bids. The police department's recommending the contract be awarded to Central Equipment as the lowest bidder. We are requesting spending be authorized up to $10,000 for this award, and purchases will be made on an as-needed basis.
Thank you, Major. And I, for one, I'm happy to see what I think it looks like in at least one more entity that has bid on this. I think this was another item in the past where getting vendors to bid on it was a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, there's not that many vendors that sell these type of badges. So yeah, there's a limited number.
Well, it's encouraging to see that we have at least one more. Major, the only question I have is delivery in the calendar days. The Central Equipment isn't giving you a time frame. Did they provide you one that maybe just didn't hit the docket here?
They did not provide us a time frame, but we have had bids with them in the past, and they've always been very timely. Our experience is that they deliver very quickly as long as they can get their hands on the items.
Okay. Works for me. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. Thank you, Major. Item 2021-230, found on page 34. Purchase used Ford SUVs.
The department is seeking an exception to bid and authorization to make a one-time purchase of two used police cruisers from the Warren Police Department. Warren is looking to upgrade their fleet and is looking to sell these two vehicles. We're looking for an amount not to exceed $12,500. The first is a Ford Interceptor SUV with approximately 80,000 miles on it. It's in very good condition. NADA estimates for the vehicle would be between $9,000 and $3,000, and our cost is $7,500. The second vehicle is a 2015 Ford sedan with police package. That vehicle has approximately 89,000 miles on it. Also in very good condition. The estimate for that vehicle would be between $6,000 and $10,000, and our cost is $5,000. Our fleet manager and a WPD mechanic both went down to Warren PD and looked these two vehicles over. They stated both vehicles were in good shape mechanically, both drove and handled well. All emergency equipment was tested and will stay with the vehicles. We're seeking to purchase these vehicles to add to our detail car fleet. As it stands right now, we do not have enough detail cars to meet the demand, and the demand continues to grow. These cars will not be used as frontline cars at all. They are strictly for details. And detail cars also bring in revenue from the cruiser fees associated with them. If approved, this purchase will come from state asset forfeiture.
Thank you, Major. And earlier today, you and I had spoken. I had a few questions. One of them was, in reading through the documents, this transaction requires the approval from the town council in Warren. And I believe you had said that. Colonel, go ahead.
So I'm able to confirm that was done last week. It was approved. I'm waiting on the copy of the docket. I can forward it. But that I confirm with the garage manager that Warren has approved it, so there will be no obstruction.
Okay, that's good. Did you also get a copy of the maintenance records on these vehicles?
We don't. I'll defer to the colonel.
We don't have hard copies, so they're electronic. I know when they're the garage manager, when he reviewed, they actually use a computer program. So he's reviewed all of that. We're in the process of seeing if we can get it either exported to an Excel type spreadsheet or copies for significant maintenance. But that was part of the review both the garage manager and the mechanic did when they went to Warren to see these items, these two vehicles.
Good. And as I understand it, all the emergency equipment on these vehicles is all functioning properly and correctly at this time.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. That's all the questions I have. Any other, Councilman Howe?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Major and Colonel. Upon reviewing it, I think that looking at it, we can always, you know, one of the challenges we're facing as a city is updating our fleets and somehow getting quality vehicles and getting them into it. And as you said, I appreciate the fact that this is a revenue generating purchase that'll go on the details. Looking at the amount that it's being purchased at, I appreciate the homework you folks did. And if Major, if you could explain to me, you said at the very end of your statement that you would receive the funds from state forfeiture, or did I misunderstand that?
It would be paid for through asset forfeiture.
Asset forfeiture. Okay, thank you.
That's it.
And
What
is that? I'm sorry.
That's the tongue twister.
Yeah. Right. So no, I appreciate you going out and finding these at the great price. I commend the Colonel and I commend you, Major, for getting that done and helping us get the fleet updated. And with all the LED conversion and the paving that we're gonna have doing and the Mickey Stevens upgrade that we're gonna need those details. So I thank you so much for being prepared and getting ready. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman.
You're welcome. Councilman McAllister, I see a satisfaction smile on your face. Did you have anything you wanted to add to this?
I like how Tim Howe has already detailed these cars to his ward, but that made me smile. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I picked up on that. But I'm hoping for a much larger pile than that asset forfeiture so that we can buy some new police cruisers too.
Yeah.
Right? Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable action. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, right now we only have one attendee. Okay, next item. Auto body repairs, item 2021-231, and that is found on page 56.
The police department is seeking authorization to spend $17,594.59 in insurance proceeds for repairs to a police cruiser accident that occurred back in August. After the accident, a claim was filed with our insurer, the Interlocal Trust. We received three quotes from Ford certified repair shops, all indicating visible damage only. A1 Custom Auto Body was the lowest of the three initial quotes. We were then contacted by the appraiser for the trust, who indicated he would be at Auto Body when it was up on the lift to assess if there was any further damage. The cruiser was put on the lift. It was disassembled. As a result, additional damage was located. A1 provided a supplemental quote to which the insurance adjuster agreed to. A check for the full amount was then issued to the city of Warwick for $17,594 back on August 27th. We are requesting authorization to use those insurance proceeds to pay A1 Auto Body for their services.
Major, as I look through this, and keep in mind, I deal with insurance companies and these type of claims all the time. Might be a different industry. It's not automobiles, but I kind of know what the drill is, and it astounds me that there is such a huge difference between what, who is this company? Brock's Collision Center. Such a huge difference between their original value of this damage and once it got up on the lift and we took a little closer look, we come up with another $10,000 worth of damage. It actually gets me angry because I don't need to put a vehicle on a lift to see that you got a right mirror that's busted. I don't need to put a vehicle on the lift to see that. Graphics. I don't need to be an artist to know that the graphics are not there or that you need $1,700 worth of painting that's all found after. So I'm really questioning how this Brock's Collision Service or whatever their name is comes up with these type of things. You know, again, I deal with it all the time. I find it very, very frustrating that there's a lowball number put out there, and then all of a sudden, this thing jumps up by over 10 grand. How is that? How can this company miss a mirror, miss graphics, miss what else is in this thing? And I'm flipping pages loud because I am annoyed. You got a right fender liner that's, you know, busted up. You hit a rock, you know, that causes this type of damage. I don't need to be a body shop to know that there's got to be something damaged, you know, in this liner or the undercarriage. Right front wheel, steel, $376. Right rear wheel, $107. How isn't that picked up? And Major, I'm not raising my voice towards you or directing my comments towards you. I'm directing them towards what is going on with this company. Can you shed any light on that for us, please? Or Colonel?
So I understand where you're coming from, Councilman. And one of the things that I don't want to say validated this, but when the trust appraiser was present, when the car was brought in and put on the lift, it added a second set of eyes from the insurer, which in a sense kind of indicated potentially the frame side of what happened. So I understand where you're coming from. I do. I wasn't present during the initial inspection, so I can't speak to that. I can tell you, again, for lack of a better word, validation occurred when the adjuster from the interlocal trust, our insurer, was present and confirmed the information as observed. In the absence of that, I would be even more suspect, and I do appreciate where you're coming from on this.
Yeah, I would. Well, I know I, for one, certainly will keep an eye out for, you know, these type of things going forward as we move on here with council business, because that's just, I see it more times than I care to in my industry. And I anticipate it's not much difference than other industries. So in any event, that's what I got to say about that. I'll keep an eye on them though. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions, comments from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion, please.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Item number 2021-232, found on page 79, automobile repairs.
Public Works is requesting to pay a final invoice to Hurd Auto Mall in the amount of $1,244.88. We had a vehicle that we had sent up for some evaluation. We were having issues diagnosing the problem with it in our city garage. We pulled a purchase order in the amount of $700 as an estimate because we weren't sure how much it was going to be. And the final bill ended up coming in at $1,244.88. So we're requesting to pay the final bill. $544 over the purchase order that was issued.
Okay, so I think you may have answered my question, Christy, but at least one of them anyways. So this invoice I'm looking at, this purchase order, it says diagnose issue with H2, blah, 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 $700. So they're not charging us $700 just to diagnose what the problem was. Is that right?
No, we sent it out there because it wouldn't stay running. And our mechanics tried a bunch of different things and replacing parts and things, and they just couldn't get it to stay running. So we sent it to Herd in case it was a computer issue, because we don't have that. We don't have the ability to like reset the computer in these vehicles. So long story short, when we sent it out, I pulled a purchase order to at least assuming we would cover whatever we incurred as far as charges. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. So now that we have the final invoice, we are requesting to pay it.
Okay. That was my concern, that, you know, we're getting a bill for $700 just to diagnose the problem.
Okay. No.
You explain that. Chrissy, is there like regular maintenance program with these vehicles where, you know, we put in dry gas and, we're checking some of these things that they're talking about here. Do we have something like that?
We did have a fuel issue. We did put the dry gas in it, but it just ended up being, they changed the fuel pump. So at Herd, they could get it to run and stay running, but it was running rough. So, but at the end of the day, we got the truck back and it's running. It's been on the road, so it's knockwood, seems to be fine.
Okay, the last comment in their invoice here, it says, replaced plugs in vehicle ran better, but still had a skip. Found oxygen sensor to be dead. Replaced sensor in vehicle now runs, but has a slight hesitation. So does this vehicle still have a hesitation, or is it something?
No, the spark plugs, so I actually spoke to the service advisor there. The spark plugs were had carbon all in them. They were black, so they had to change the spark plugs. Then they found the bad sensor and they changed that. And then they ended up, and I don't think that it actually says it in here, but they changed the ignition coil, and the vehicle's been running fine.
Okay. All right. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do you have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion?
Move for favorable action.
We have a motion. Second. Thank you. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Christy. Item 2021-233, found on page 84, additional vendor OEM parts for various police vehicles.
Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. The police department went out to bid in early September for OEM parts. We received two bids and the contract was awarded to the lowest bidder, Factory Motor Parts, with spending authority up to $75,000, which this council approved. Since then, we have learned that Factory Motor Parts is unable to supply certain dealer-only items. They indicated to us that these items are in the Ford Blue Box versus the red Motorcraft box. We are therefore requesting the police department have authorization to purchase those parts that they don't supply from Tasca Ford. Tasca was the only other bidder during the bidding process back in September. I would like to make an amendment, however, to the request that you have in front of you. I do not want to request an additional $5,000 in spending authority. I would like this request to be inclusive with the $75,000 award with bid 2021-108 back in October 19th.
Okay, so you want this $5,000 request. So you don't want to increase the monies. You just want to add the vendor.
Correct.
Okay. So we're going to make an amendment to eliminate the monetary request of, hold on, because I'm writing, $5,000 and give you the approval to use the vendor for the parts that you cannot get through factory, awarded to let you go to Tasker to get the parts that you can't get through Ford Motor.
Absolutely correct.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? So again, just to repeat, what the major is looking for is an amendment to 2021, which will bring us to 12420. PCR 12420, and the amendment will be to eliminate the monetary request of $5,000, but to approve the police department going to Tasker for parts they can't get from factory motor parts. That's a motion. I'm not going to ask you anybody to repeat that, rascal. So can I have a second on that,
please? I'll second that motion.
Okay.
I'll third it because I was impressed.
Well, Councilman Howell, let's see how impressed you are. Would you repeat that, please? Because I don't remember what I said.
I'm the always same saying. Thing I said. I did.
Okay. So we
have, Councilman?
Yes.
As far as the resolution, we're going to take that amount of $5,000 off the resolution. And at that point, we're going to note that it's inclusive with bid 2021-108. So that original spending authority that you approved several months ago would cover these two bids.
Right, as part of the $75,000 that we approved.
Correct.
Exactly. Okay.
Thank you.
Billy Walsh, you got all that down?
you know what? It's worth repeating just for... For that sake, so the amendment I have is to modify the contract award to no new monies and authorize it as being part of or inclusive in the award under bid 2021-108.
Correct, in the amount of $75,000 and to give the authority to the police department to purchase the parts from Tasker that they cannot get from factory motor. Okay. I think we got that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay.
Move it as amended. Favorable as amended.
Move it favorable as amended by Councilman McAllister, seconded by Councilman Howe. All in favor as amended on PCR 12420.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just bear with me 1 minute, please.
Thank you all.
You're welcome, Colonel. Okay. Moving on. Once again, I need approval of the minutes on December 7th.
Favorable action.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. PCR 12120. We're going to item two, which is PCR 97-20, resolution regarding ratification of the Cooper Building lease. That is Councilman Sinapi. I have spoken to Mayor-elect Picozzi, and he has requested that we hold this until the second meeting in January. Is that okay with you, Councilman McAllister? I'm sorry, Councilman Sinapi.
I'll take the compliment. No, that's absolutely fine with me.
Okay. So PCR 97-20 will be held at the request of Mayor-elect Picozzi until January 20th. Thank you for that, Councilman Sinapi. Next item, PCR 110-20, formerly 2021-149, health and dental insurance. We have the same situation. Mayor-elect Picozzi has requested that we also hold this until January 20th, so he will have time to take a closer look at this.
So,
Mr. Chairman,
he's got it.
Do we need to vote on the first one to hold?
Yes, sorry. Okay, so need a motion?
I'll make the motion to hold to the January 20th meeting.
Seconded.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman McAllister. On PCR 110-20, I'll make a motion at the request of Mayor-elect Picozzi to hold until January 20th.
Chairman Lasser?
Yes.
If I may, I heard from Picozzi today. He was okay with this contract passing as well as the next one.
Well, that's not what he told me earlier this afternoon.
I literally have it in writing.
Well, that's okay. That's not what he told me earlier this afternoon. So I'm going to go by what he had told me.
Do you have it in writing?
No, I do not have it in writing.
I have mine in writing. Would you like it?
Yes.
Okay.
Show it to us. Procedurally, Attorney Walsh, procedurally, is this something that can be done right now? Now that I'm thinking about it?
I mean, you're really doing secondhand communications from the mayor-elect. If there were someone from that transition team who's eligible as a member of the public to participate, who wanted to inform or comment upon their opinions of that, that's something that the committee would be eligible to consider.
Is there anyone from Mayor-elect Picozzi's transition team here that can speak to this? My last conversation with the mayor-elect, which was earlier this afternoon, was to hold all three of these items so that he would have an opportunity to weigh in on them at the January 20th meeting.
If you like, I can get one of them on the phone.
Is there anyone from the mayor's transition team here?
Would you like me to get one of them on the phone, Chairman Lattiser?
Attorney Walsh?
I can put it on speaker, or I can ask them to join the meeting, whichever.
No, first, I can do the same thing. Attorney Walsh?
If they could weigh in through the appropriate channels by engaging as a member of the public and informing us in that manner, that would be an appropriate way to handle the situation.
All right, so I'll make a call.
Mr. Chairman, I noticed that Lynn Roger and Steve Rotondo are on. I understand the purpose of why you're asking. Out of respect to the mayor, I'd like to know if they have anything to add, seeing sure. that this came on the docket. Thank you.
Fine. Okay. Lynn, any comments?
I think Steve is presenting the healthcare consultant.
Steve?
Sure. I'll just say, and certainly I defer, of course, to a new administration and their concern for doing due diligence. I will also say that this is a very time sensitive one. This consultant helps us prepare, update bids and solicit for bids for health and dental insurance administrator for the city. That's a roughly $24 million expenditure for active and retired employees and their dependents. So, and it's very time sensitive because, as you know, we make a recommendation that we want to present to the council and be able to answer the council's questions in a timely manner so they can make a decision in time for the budget. So just by way of reference, the original proposal says that indicates that whoever is selected for this should be prepared to put out with the city an RFP on January 15th. And then it follows a fairly strict timeline after that. Our proposal says we need at least 4 weeks for bid solicitation. I was kind of hoping we'd have more because, again, this is important. It's a $24 million, $25 million annual expense, It covers all of our, almost all of our employees, all of our full-time employees, a bunch of retirees, and of course dependents. So I guess all I could say is we're going to be in a tight time frame, and at some point, if we don't select someone here, we're going to be coming to the council and saying we're not prepared to give you a bona fide recommendation for a health insurance administrator because we just don't have the information yet.
Steve, have you spoken to Mayor-elect Bocozzi about this?
No, I haven't spoken to the mayor-elect or anyone on the transition team.
Chairman Lattice, you'll be getting a text from the mayor-elect shortly.
Mr. Walsh, is that appropriate or not? I thought you just spoke to that.
The best I can do.
So any communications you're receiving in your manner is really a private communication. If somebody wants to put something on the record through the public channels at this point, the mayor-elect or a member of the announced team could speak to it at the public meeting. Otherwise, you're just receiving non-public information. But it's at the end of the day, that's an expression of his intent. It's really the council's determination.
So what you're saying is, and I have not received anything from the transition team at all. What you're saying is if I were to receive something from the transition team, I could read that in the record and that would be appropriate.
It would be appropriate in the sense that it is an acknowledgement towards your official decision-making process. As it relates to what's pending before the council, with all due respect to the mayor-elect, the item was properly bid and it is pending before this committee and subject to the determination of this council. It's at the discretion of you members to decide how or whether to act upon the matter.
Okay, yeah, I get that. My concern is that we are complying with all the requirements of the Open Meetings Act or anything else. I have received a text from Mayor-elect Bocozzi, and my question is this appropriate to read his direction or his comments into the record?
So under the Open Meetings Act, it is appropriate to respond to issues raised by members of the public. So how he were to raise it, that's a more vague interpretation. As far as what you are expressing is informative of how you may vote. So that's something that's information you have received, but.
Okay. All right, got it. Any other, Councilman Howe? Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you. If I could follow up, Mr. Rotundo, I understand the time frame that you're going through right now. And if this, let's just do if we held this, worst case scenario, I would say, if we held it to the first meeting of January, is that enough time? Or do you feel that that's putting a large pressure on to get this done?
Well,
now it would be January 6th there.
Okay, so the time, we have to look at the time frames. Again, we had wanted to have this proposal prepared for publication on January 15th, and we would want at least 4 weeks for vendors to submit those proposals. So that brings us to February. And I had a timeline here. We would want, we had told the consultant in the original request that they would have until March 4th to complete their analysis for us so that we can go down, make decisions with our intention of putting an award proposal to the city council April 15th or on or about April 15th. So we're a month or two behind that. And so we'll be, you know, it's going to be May, I would think at the very least, if not, June till we have a valid recommendation that we have comfort with and that we can answer all the questions that I'm sure that the council will ask about an important contract. So we had, I think, originally put this on the November agenda and would hope to getting a determination then. And frankly, I'll throw myself on the sword. I had intended to put it in October, but being fairly new, and I didn't get to it. So I apologize for that. Yes, we'll be in a time frame. Our that was a very long-winded way of saying our contract with the vendor right now expires June 30th, 2021. And there's two things going on. One, that contract would probably have to be extended. The other, though, is does the city council have the information it needs and has confidence in to make a decision and to accept our proposal and in time for budgeting purposes?
Okay, based upon some of the comments made and information presented, I think it'll be appropriate to move forward with this. Any questions or further questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action on PCR 110-20.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.